弟兄姊妹们早。
Hi, sisters, good morning.
睡醒了吗？
Are you awake?
我们一同看一段的经文。
Let's take a look at the passage in the Bible.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章第十三节
Verse 13
以弗所书四章十三节
Chapter 4 verse 13
只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man to the measure of the stature the fullness of Christ
今时间过得很快。
Time has passed really quickly.
现在已经来到2007年最后的一个月了。
It's already the last month of 2007.
我心里头有一点点的感觉。
There's a feeling in my heart.
我想有的时候我们讲了很多很像很大的道理。
Sometimes we talk about higher doctrines.
我不是说这个不重要。
I'm not saying that this isn't important.
这是非常对我们非常有帮助的。
But this is really helpful to us.
不过我想有的时候我们也要再来温习一些最基本的认识。
But sometimes we need to come back to some basic principles.
就好像你在念大学的时候回到你念第一科101一样。
So just like when you're in university, you go back to your first 101 course.
那些看起来你们都很懂的。
And it seems like you really understand it.
但有的时候我们几乎好像是忘记了。
But truly, sometimes we have forgotten.
所以每次我在澡堂来跟年轻弟兄姊妹交通的时候。
So usually during this 9:15 meeting, as I fellowship with the young people,
我总是希望把一些很基本的给弟兄姊妹一些的提醒。
I just want to remind, give Spencer some basic reminders.
过去的一年
，In the past year,
弟兄姊妹，到底你有没有坐下来算一算，一年里头你做成了什么东西？
Have you ever thought about what have you accomplished this year?
我记得我两个女儿还小的时候。
I remember that when my daughters were still young.
在她房间里头，我贴了一张纸。
I have stuck a sheet of paper on in our door.
每年都要她过去来量她一下。
And I would measure her every year.
我看她今年到底有没有长高了。
And so I want to see if she has grown taller.
如果她长高了，表明她长大了，对吗？
If she's grown a little bit taller, that means she is, has grown up.
不过你知道我们人身体不可能一直的长的。
But you know that our bodies cannot continuously grow.
你身体长到一个地步，然后就不需要再量了。
That when you reach a certain point, you don't need to measure your height anymore.
但弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们时间又过了一年。
We have passed one more year.
你有没有在主面前来把自己量一下？
Have you, before Christ, measured yourself?
到底在过去一年里头，我有没有长大呢？
In this past year, have you truly grown?
你知道属灵的事跟身体的事是不同的。
You know that spiritual and bodily matters are different.
当然有的地方是很相似。
Of course, there's some that are very similar.
但不能一样。
But it cannot be exactly the same.
你身体，你肉身的身体，只要你好好的保养它，它自然就会长大。
Your physical body, if you take care of it, it will grow.
那我们属灵的生命。
And so our spiritual life.
如果我们不好好来照顾它的话。
If we don't take care of it.
它就不会长起来。
Then it will not grow.
所以不是说你信主多少年就等于你长大了多少。
It's not that how many years you believe in the Lord, that shows how much you've grown.
我想这个我们很明白哈。
I think we understand that.
有些人信主五年。
Some people have believed in the Lord for 5 years.
有一个信主两年。
Some for 2 years.
但有些信主两年的人，好像他长大比那个五年的人更多。
But it seems that some who believed in the Lord for 2 years have grown much more than someone who's believed for 5 years.
我在这里给年轻的弟兄姊妹来试想一下。
And so, young brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this.
我们这些年纪大的人，每年我要算一算我做了什么事情。
We who are a little bit older, every year I think about what I've done.
要看看你的 account, 你的账里头，到底今年我有什么成就。
And so I look in my account and I just want to see how much accomplishment I've made.
但不单只看外面的事情。
But it's not just to look on the outward things.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
刚才我们读阶段的圣经，以弗所书第四章。
We just read Ephesians chapter 4.
保罗在他心里头有一个思想。
Paul has this thought.
他说我们要认识神的儿子。
He says that we need to know the Son of God.
然后我们能够长大。
That we may grow.
我们再长大。
To the measure.
好像满了基督长成的身量。
Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
然后我们基督徒怎么长呢?
So how do we grow as Christians?
我想这个在座的,我想大概超过80%都能告诉我说基督徒成长是怎么样。
I think that more than 80% here can tell us how to grow in the Lord.
所以今天我说来跟大家来分享基督徒成长的101。
And so we're going to share with one another about... The growing Christ, course 101.
我们都知道。
So we all know.
我们必须要回到最我们信主最基本最基本的一个点上，我们来明白。
We need to return to a very basic principle.
我们结伴基督徒。
That we as Christians.
我们相信主耶稣。
And we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们从来不是单单知道一些道理。
We are not just knowing some teachings.
我们传福音的时候,
When we spread the gospel,
我们会告诉这些朋友们,
we will tell these friends,
你目前不太认识圣经没有关系,
that if you don't know the Bible very well right now, it's all right.
但你当你接受主耶稣基督做你救主的时候,
but when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
慢慢这个事情你就懂了,
then you will slowly understand this.
哦,弟兄姊妹,不要把我的话领会错了。
So brothers and sisters, don't misunderstand my words.
我不是说我不需要读主的话。
I'm not saying to not read the Lord's word.
我原谅我说，我比你们在座有些年轻人，我是更用功读主的话。
Forgive me for saying this, brothers and sisters, but compared to you, I do spend a lot more time reading the word.
但我要告诉大家。
But I need to tell you.
每一个基督徒。
That every Christian.
重要的是你跟神的关系。
The most important thing is your relationship with God.
关系是我们基督徒一个非常重要的事情。
Relationship is a really important thing.
过去你可以其他的宗教从来不会提到关系。
And all the other religions they do not mention relationship.
我说的关系跟你所信的不需要有太大的关系。
And this relationship is, and what you believe, it's not a...
Yeah, 这是其他的宗教。
And we're talking about other religions that this relationship isn't so great.
但是我们这帮信主的人,
But we who believe in the Lord,
我们重点在哪里?
Where is our emphasis?
我们跟神的关系是怎么样?
It's how our relationship with God is.
很多时候我们以为我们做一些外面的工作,
A lot of times we think that if we do some outward actions,
甚至我们说做一些所谓在教会里头的事情,
or if we do some church-related activity,
我不是说这不好，这是好的。
I'm not saying that this isn't good, but it's also really good.
但这个不能代替我们跟神之间的关系。
But this cannot replace the relationship with our God.
我在今天早上再来提醒年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And so this morning I want to remind brothers and sisters.
我们跟神的关系是什么样
？How our relationship with God should be.
这个是非常重要的。
This is really important.
你知道，如果我们说到关系
，You know that when we speak of relationship.
我们人与人之间，我们就能够明白。
Between people, we can understand.
是说到爱。
It's speaking of love.
对吗？
Correct?
所以当那个年轻的官来到主耶稣的跟前
And so then when this young ruler came before the Lord Jesus
他来问神说
And he came to ask God
他说我要行律法哪一条我才可以得到永生呢
He says which part of the law must I fulfill to obtain eternal life
主耶稣告诉他说
The Lord Jesus said to him
你这个律法里头所有的你有没有遵行呢
Have you met all the requirements of the law.
他说这一切我都行了。
And he says, I've done everything.
然后主耶稣说了一句非常重要的话。
And so the Lord Jesus said something really important.
你还欠一件。
He says, you lack one thing.
那件就是把你所有一切都丢下来。
And that is to lay aside all of his belongings.
来跟从我。
To follow me.
弟兄姊妹，我们都用这段话来传福音，有没有？
And have we spread the gospel with these words?
但这个很重要的一个提醒。
But this is a really important reminder.
从这个年轻的人来说，他说：“凡律法里头的，我都遵行，那不是很好了吗？”
So the rich young ruler said, "Well, I've met all the requirements of the law, so isn't that really great already?"
好像他能够在主面前能够夸耀说：“你要我做什么，我都做了。”
As if he is boasting to say to the Lord Jesus that what you've required me to do, I've already accomplished.
但主不客气地来告诉这个人,
but the Lord was very straightforward with this person.
他说你还欠一件,
and he says, you lack one thing.
好像其他人看你什么都做得很好了,
as if everyone else thinks that you perform really well.
但你还欠一个东西,
but you lack one thing.
你要把所有一切都放下来,
you need to lay aside all things
来跟从我,
to follow me.
当你跟从主的话,
when you follow the Lord Jesus,
当然你不能只跟随一个道理，跟随一个律法。
Of course, you cannot just follow merely a teaching or a law.
你要跟随一个人,
you need to follow a person.
你要紧紧地来靠近他,
and you need to follow him closely.
这样才是我们能够往前的一个秘诀。
This is a secret for us to press on.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
如果你不爱一个人,
if you do not love a person,
你不会跟他走在一起,
you will not be near that person.
对不对?
Is that correct?
你喜欢哪一个人, 你就愿意花时间跟他在一起。
If you like someone, you would like to spend more time with them.
所以如果你对一个人的关系要建立好的话,
so if you have a good relationship with somebody,
如果你要表示你要对他好的话,
or if you want to express that you are good to them,
你要把什么给他?
So what will you give to them?
你把什么给他?
What will you give to them?
你把时间给他?
You give time to them.
我们有的时候很多人弄错了。
A lot of times we are mistaken.
就好像很多人际关系里头都搞错了。
As if a lot of people are mistaken their relationships.
所以有的做父母的没有时间陪孩子，以为买两个玩具就没问题了。
And so some parents have no time to spend their children. They just buy a few toys and think that they can satisfy them.
有些人没有时间陪他女朋友，以为买一个花给他就解决了。
And so some people have no time to spend their girlfriend. They'll just buy them a flower.
他以为这些外面的东西就能够建立一个关系。
They think that these outward things can establish the relationship.
他为一个玩具,
a toy,
一个礼物,
a present,
还是一个花,
or a flower,
就能够把关系连起来。
That this could bring the relationship together.
其实不是哎。
But this is not true.
原来能够把关系连起来，最重要的元素是你的时间。
The most important thing to establish a relationship is time.
我真希望有机会能跟年轻人说一些所谓时间管理的事情。
I do want to speak to brothers and sisters about time management.
因为我常听说你们很忙。
Because I always hear that you're very busy.
我每一个年轻人，你给我的答案都是很忙。
Every time I ask a young person, they say, well, I'm very busy.
但我常常感觉我不太忙啊。
And so I think to myself, I'm not that busy.
大概我是没有做很多事情。
Perhaps I don't do too much.
但弟兄姊妹,
my brother and sister,
今天当然不是我要讲的。
This is not what I want to say.
很多时候我们不懂分配我们的时间。
A lot of times we do not know how to manage our time.
所以我们都在很多忙乱的事情里头。
So we're often very busy.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹,
but I want to tell brothers and sisters,
如果你要跟主建立一个好的关系,
if you want to establish a good relationship,
如果你要生命成长的话,
if you want the life of Christ to grow in you,
有一个的元素是不能缺少的。
There is one thing that cannot lack.
就是你花多少的时间。
It is how much time you spend.
你爱主吗?
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主不单用其他外面的事情来衡量的。
To love the Lord is not measured by your outward action.
再说起来，你爱主多少，就在于你愿意花多少时间在主的身上。
It's to say that how much you love the Lord is shown by how much time you spend with him.
在座我想有些年纪大一点的 好像我也当我还没有结婚的时候。
And there are a lot of people here that are similar to my age, and I remember when I was not married yet.
我小的时候，不是我年轻的时候，很喜欢打球。
And when I was young, I really loved soccer.
所以我所有，我一直爱这个球，我几乎所有时间都放在球上。
And so because I love soccer, I placed all my time on it.
我看的所有杂志都是关于球的杂志。
All the magazines I read were soccer related.
我说你知道下课以后，你不要到别的地方找，你到球场一定找到我。
And so after school, you don't need to look anywhere else but the field for me.
后来我认识我的姊妹。
And so after when I met my wife.
我喜不喜欢打球呢？我还喜欢打球。
Well, do I like soccer? Well, of course I still do.
不过有一点改变了。
But there is a change.
我更喜欢跟她在一起。
I am even more happy to spend time with my wife.
那平常我要上班，要很多事情很忙。
And so often when I go to work, I feel very busy.
但我总要找时间跟她在一起啊。
But yet I would like to spend some time with my wife.
那刚好我这些弟兄们又要我来打球。
But just so that these other brothers and sisters who want to play soccer with me.
跟这个女孩子出去呢，还是去打球呢？
Now, should I be going out with this lady or should I be going out with my friends?
你有选择。
So you need to choose.
那我怎么选呢？
And so how did I choose?
我一面是想去打球。
I wanted to go play soccer.
但我更愿意跟她在一起。
But even more willingly, I wanted to be with my wife.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我不要用太多这样的说明。
I don't need to use too many examples.
我想你一定明白的。
I believe that you understand.
要来的2008年。
That is coming year 2008.
你要把你时间好好来管理一下。
You need to manage your time better.
到底我怎么样活在神的面前。
So how do I live before the Lord?
我要怎么把时间来分配给他。
How do I apportion my time to the Lord?
然后我再讲多一点。
And so let me speak further.
你要知道我们人在地上有关系。
And you need to know that we have a relationship in this world.
其实神是借助这些人之间的关系。
In fact, the Lord uses relationships between people.
来告诉我们说我们跟神的关系是怎么样。
To show us what our relationship with God ought to be.
一面我们在人与人之间有很多的关系，不错。
On one hand, we have many relationships with people.
但其实神对着我们要借助这个人与人之间的关系来指给我们看我们跟神之间的关系是怎么样。
But God wants to show us what our relationship ought to be with Him through these other relationships we have with people.
在圣经里头。
In the Bible.
最少告诉我们说有四种的关系。
It tells us of four different relationships.
这四种的关系。
These four relationships
是我们地上可以体验的
are what we can understand on this earth.
但不光光给我们在地上来体验
but it's not only that we're experiencing these on earth
也只给我们看
but it shows us
到底我们跟神的关系是什么样
how our relationship with God ought to be.
哪四种关系呢
so what are the four relationships?
第一个是父亲跟儿子的关系
the first one is father and child.
第二个关系是夫妻的关系。
The second one is between a husband and wife.
第三个是主人跟仆人的关系。
The third is master and servant.
第四个是朋友的关系。
The fourth is friends.
所以我以前我读以弗所书，我读的时候我不懂啊。
And so in the past when I read Ephesians, I couldn't understand.
我说，哎呀，以弗所书前面三章讲的那么样的高。
And I thought,It's such high doctrine in the first three chapters of Ephesians.
然后第四章还提醒我们行事为人怎么样怎么样。
And yet in chapter four it tells us how our character ought to be.
为什么来到第五章第六章突然之间讲其中人际的关系呢
？Why is it that in chapter five and six it's talking about relationships between people?
我不知道你们读圣经有没有像我有这样的问题。
I don't know if you have this. The same problem with me when I read the Bible.
我想，只要讲到神荣耀的教会。
I think, oh, when you speak of God's glorious church.
然后讲到在地上这个教会怎么把主耶稣表明出来。
And to talk about how this earthly church can manifest Christ.
那就很好了。
Then that should be really great.
那这就是应该神给保罗最大的启示了。
And it's the greatest revelation that Paul received from God.
哎呀, 但保罗写到这里, 他好像还没有讲完。
But it seems that Paul has not finished speaking here.
保罗还在把几种关系再来提出来。
Paul wants to mention the relationships.
父亲跟儿子的关系。
Father and son.
丈夫跟妻子的关系。
Husband and wife.
然后主人跟仆人的关系。
Servants and masters.
同样来到别的书信, 你一定发觉主的话不断的来提醒我们。
Similarly, in other epistles, the Lord's word reminds us of these things.
当然从一边来看, 我们知道主的话教导我们在地上怎么来处理这几种的关系。
Of course, on one hand, we realize that God's word is teaching us how to handle these relationships.
但我想有更深的意思的。
But I think there is a deeper meaning.
直接告诉我们说, 我们接班属于主的人, 这几种关系也是我们在主面前的生活。
It's to say that as we have such relationships with people that it's about how we live before the Lord.
那今天早上我是简单的把几种关系来跟大家提一下。
And so this morning I want to simply talk about these four relationships.
不管我讲到哪一种关系,
regardless of which relationship,
我都说这是爱的一个发表。
I believe that it is the expression of love.
这是一个爱的故事。
This is the story of love.
你要知道, 如果你是勉强地维持一个所谓的关系, 如果内容没有爱的话, 其实一点都没有意思的。
For you know that if you want to force a relationship and there is no love, there is no meaning to that relationship.
最主要我们不是别的东西。
So the Lord doesn't want us to look at anything else.
主要我们来爱他。
Except to truly love him.
主不是从来不勉强我们爱他。
The Lord never forces us to love him.
主是最有忍耐等着我们。
He is so patient waiting for us.
他要我们里头愿意。
He wants us to be willing with him.
我们来爱我们的主。
That we come to love our Lord.
第一个关系是父亲跟儿子的关系。
The first relationship is father and son.
我想这个对我们来说很容易明白。
I believe that this is really easy for us to understand.
我们感谢主大部分的弟兄姊妹, 我们都有爸爸。
And we thank the Lord Jesus that most of us have a father.
你能够坐在这里, 就说明你有父亲。
The fact that you can sit here shows that you have a father.
你跟你父亲的关系。
The relationship between you and your father.
就告诉你说神跟你的关系。
Expresses the relationship you have with your God.
那当然很可惜的一个事情。
Of course, sadly,
今天人在罪的底下,
people are under sin.
做父亲的根本很多时候不知道怎么做父亲。
Many fathers do not know how to be a father.
所以今天有很多做父亲的把神代表错了。
And so many fathers represent the Lord incorrectly.
我要再说提醒在座大概年轻人很多都还没有结婚哦。
And most of you young people have not yet married.
但我要提醒弟兄们,
But I want to remind brothers,
尤其你们年轻的,
especially you young brothers,
当你做父亲的时候,
that when you become a father,
你要给你儿女看见父神是怎么样爱我们。
You need to show your children how God the Father loved us.
你不要只知道做爸爸是你里头一个思想,做父亲是怎么样。
It is not some sort of specialized knowledge in your head about how to be a father.
原来神是做地上的父亲。
It is like how God is a father on earth.
他要告诉我们,
he wants to show us
天上的父神是怎么样来对待我们的。
How the Heavenly Father treats us.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们明白父亲对我们的爱,
if we can understand the love of the Father towards us,
我们就知道我们何等的可靠。
Then we can see how much we can rely on him.
Yeah. 这个爸爸给你一切的保护。
This father has given you all forms of protection.
你爸爸给你一切的供应。
And has given you all forms of support.
当好像我们在主面前祷告, 父神啊。
As if we prayed before the Lord, Father.
里头包含了多少的意思。
That embodies so much meaning.
你知道当你叫他父亲的时候, 里头说明你对他的依靠。
Because when you call him father, it really shows reliance upon him.
告诉他说他是你的保护。
And to say that he is your protection.
告诉他说他是你完全的供应。
To tell him that he is your all.
我们有没有过这样的生活?
Have we been living such a life?
有的时候, 我还希望我的孩子回到最小的时候。
And sometimes I think to myself, I wish my kids could return to their young age.
因为他们现在都长大了。
For now, they have grown up.
但当他们小的时候,
But when they were younger,
哎呀, 我感觉好可爱啊。
I feel that they're very cute.
因为他们有什么问题, 就来找我。
Because whenever they have problems, they come and look for me.
我还记得Sarah, 她小的时候,
I still remember Sarah when she was younger.
我在这里讲过一次了。
I think I've talked about this before.
在他旁边这个男同学在他肚子里头打了一拳。
There was a young boy who punched her in the stomach.
哎呦,他回来对着我哭啊。
So she came home and she cried.
他跟老师说没用,在这里跟老师说都没用的。
And she said that when you complain to teacher, it's useless.
他来跟我讲。
And so she came and talked to me.
他说,爸爸,我旁边这个男孩子,我还记得他叫Richard, 他打了我一下。
She said, oh, Dad, this other little boy named Richard punched me.
哇,我听了以后,我这个做爸爸生气哦。
When I heard that, I was so angry.
我说,好,明天我就去看这个Richard.
I said, tomorrow I'll see this Richard.
我就跟这Richard说了。
And so I said to Richard.
那个时候,现在Richard比我还高,那个时候Richard是矮矮的一个。
Now Richard is much taller than me, but at that point he was really short.
我还记得他头抬起来看着我, 一脸的害怕。
And so when he... lifted his head to look at me, his face was full of fear.
我说你是不是打Sarah?
I said, why did you hit my daughter Sarah?
我警告你以后你不能再打她。
I warn you, you never hit her again.
你听清楚没有?
Have you heard carefully?
哇,他头一直点。
And he kept nodding and nodding.
我保护我的女儿。
I protected my daughter.
我女儿有什么需要, 她就来找daddy。
And so whatever need she has, she would come and look for daddy.
那时候她没有那么多朋友的。
At that time, she didn't have so many friends.
现在她朋友多了,她找她的朋友去了。
So now she has many friends, so she looks for them instead.
所以她的朋友常帮她的忙。
And so her friends always help her.
我要说真的,现在有些忙我也帮不上。
And some of her busyness, I can't help with.
她功课的有的我已经不懂了。
And some of her homework, I don't understand anymore.
她唯有找她朋友帮忙了。
And so she'll look for her friends.
但我孩子小的时候,
But when I was younger,
哇,这个爸爸不得了。
I remember my father.
不是,这孩子看这个爸爸不得了。
Oh, when someone looks at the father, the father seems invisible.
他什么都懂的。
So now they understand everything.
连老师不懂的爸爸都懂。
And so, even what the teacher doesn't understand, father will understand.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
人的父亲有限了。
We are limited people.
我们的父神是无限的。
Only our Father is unlimited.
他给你的保护是无限的。
And so His protection to us is unlimited.
他的权智是无限的。
And so His sovereignty is unlimited.
他给你的供应是无限的。
His supply is unlimited.
我们要不要来到我们父神的跟前？
And so do we need to come before our Father?
跟他说,阿爸,父啊。
And call Him Abba, Father.
我有这个需要,
I have this need.
我给这个弃妇了,
I have been hurt by someone.
你来告诉他,
and you say to them.
他就来帮助你。
And when you tell your dad, he will come and help you.
我不知道你想当我们人生走完这个路的时候,
I don't know if at the end of your life,
你要看到谁呢?
Who do you want to see?
感谢神,
we thank our God.
我们看见我们的爸爸。
That we can see our Father.
很多人怕,
a lot of people are afraid.
他说,哎呀,将来主来怎么办呢?
They say, in the future when God comes, what should I do?
我告诉弟兄姊妹,不要怕。
I say to brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
你看见你的父亲了。
That when you see your Father.
我还记得我年轻的时候,我有个同学。
And I remember when I was younger, I had this classmate.
他的爸爸的样子好可怕。
He had a father who was very scary.
你看起来就很凶。
Every time when you look at him, he looks so frightening.
他看起来不是一个好人。
And it seems like he's not a good person.
但我这个同学对他爸爸从来没有问题。
But yet, this classmate of mine never had a question about his dad.
我们都怕这个先生。
We were very afraid of this mister.
但这个我们同学, 因为他是他的儿子。
But because my classmate was his son.
所以他能够靠近他。
So he can draw near to him.
哦,弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神何等爱我们。
How much does a God love us?
所以约翰这样说。
So John tells us.
哦,你看啊。
Look.
神给我们何等的慈爱,
Behold, what manner of love the Lord has given to us.
叫我们都称为神的儿女,
that we should be called the sons of God.
我们也正是他的儿女,
and that we are truly his children.
一个神爱我们, 爱到一个极限,
and that when the Father has loved us to such a point,
把生命给我们,
that he has given his life to us,
叫我们成为他的儿子,
that we may be his sons.
那我们有没有责任呢?
And so do we have a responsibility?
当然有责任,
of course we do.
如果我们看到神是我们的爸爸,
if we can see that God is our Father,
我们要长大,
we need to grow up.
你知道对一个父亲来说, 结果儿子不长大是最伤心的事情。
And so to a father, if their children do not grow up, it's very sad.
如果你养一个孩子, 他每年都没有长大, 你说多糟糕呢?
And so if you are raising a child and every year this person does not grow, how sad it must be.
原谅我说,
forgive me for saying,
今天在神的家里头,
in the house of God,
有很多生长畸形的孩子,
there are many children who have not truly grown.
这个要么就头大的不得了, 身体也小的不得了,
they have big heads but small body.
有的是好大, 但是都是肉体, 一点用处都没有,
and so some are really big but it's just flesh and it's no use.
有的过了10年, 还是一个小baby的样子,
and some have gone through 10 years and they're still like small babies.
有的30年, 还是个小baby的样子,
some are 30 years old and they're still acting like babies.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要长大,
we need to grow up.
好像保罗提醒我们的,
as if Paul has reminded us,
我们能够长大成人, 满了基督长成的身量,
that as we grow to a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
爱我们的父神,
that we love our Father,
我们来靠近他,
that we draw near to him,
我们就可以长大,
then we can grow.
但里头要给我说的还有很多,
of course there's more to speak of.
但我只讲到这里,
but I'm just going to stop here.
第二点,
the second point,
夫妻的关系,
relationship between husband and wife.
在这里讲夫妻不容易,
here to speak of husband and wife isn't easy,
因为在这里这是一个很深的题目,
because it's a very deep thing,
也是一个不容易在讲台上发表的题目,
and it's not easy to express this on the pulpit.
不过在圣经里面告诉我们,
but in the Bible it tells us,
当我们说到夫妻,
then we speak of husband and wife,
是说到联合,
it is speaking of union,
说到分享,
and it's speaking of sharing.
凡丈夫有的,
whatever the husband has,
妻子都可以有,
the wife must also have.
当然妻子所有的,
and so what the wife has,
丈夫可以拥有,
the husband can also have.
这是夫妻的关系, 对吗?
So this is the relationship between husband and wife.
有的时候我跟我姊妹两个人吃饭,
so sometimes when I'm eating dinner with my wife,
我的姊妹吃的不多,
my wife does not eat much,
然后我这个人吃的多一点,
but I eat a lot more.
所以她吃不完的就拿来给我吃了,
and so whatever she cannot finish, she'll give it to me.
我想也不想就吃了,
and I don't even think about it, I'll just eat it.
因为她能够吃的,
because what she can eat, I can also eat.
我会不会在外面一个餐厅看见有一个随便一个人, 他吃不完的, 我说, 哎呀, 你吃不完了, 我替你吃完它, 我会这样子。
I wouldn't go to a stranger and say, oh, you can eat your food, I'll eat it for you.
哎呀, 一定吓死他了,
probably scare that person.
还是他以为, 哎呀, 这个人一定神经有问题了,
probably think that I'm crazy.
我们不会的,
I won't do that.
我们很选择,
I will choose.
你这杯水喝了一半, 你不会随便递给人说, 哎, 你把它喝完, 你不会吧?
And so if I haven't finished drinking this water, I wouldn't just give it to someone else.
不会的,
I won't do that.
因为有一些东西, 你只能跟你的另外一半来分享。
Is there only, there's things that you can only share with your significant other.
原来我讲一些, 很重要, 也是非常不客气的话。
And so forgive me for saying some of these words here.
有一些在你身体的东西,
there are some things that have to do with your body.
是最个人的,
it is very personal.
英文说的好, 是你的private的地方,
it's your private part.
你不能够给随便给人家分享的,
you cannot share this with another person.
你不要随便去搞人家这个东西。
And you cannot just casually, I don't know how to say that.
Oh, that's okay. I think they all understand that. 你要知道，这个是神所定下最宝贵的关系。
And you need to see that this is a very sacred relationship.
这个要留给你的配偶来分用的。
That you can only share this with your spouse.
今天这个社会太糟糕，太糟糕了。
In this society is very corrupt.
你把最隐藏的东西放到最公开。
That the most private things about yourself is made most public.
我今天不讲这个。
And so today I'm not going to talk about this.
如果要讲这个，我也讲很长的东西，很多的话。
Because I can talk about this for a long time.
但我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I want to tell brothers and sisters.
我们今天基督徒。
That we as Christians.
神把夫妻的关系给我们。
That when God has given us this relationship of husband and wife.
要提醒我们。
To remind us.
有些东西你只能跟你配偶来分享。
That there are some things you can only share with your spouse.
从另外一个角度来说。
From another perspective.
对着你的配偶。
That when you look at your spouse,
你没有什么是隐瞒的。
There is nothing between you and him.
凡你所有的都可以给他。
That whatever you have, they can also have.
凡他所有的你都可以享用。
Whatever they have, you can also enjoy.
你有没有想过我们的主？
Have you ever thought of our Lord Jesus?
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他从爱我们那个时候开始。
And he began by loving us.
他就没有保留的把他一切都给了我们。
And unreservedly, he has given us everything.
凡他所有的。
All that he has.
他的荣耀。
His glory.
他的尊贵。
His greatness.
他的前途。
His future.
他的宝座。
His throne.
他的爱。
His love.
他的生命。
His life.
凡你所能说的。
All that you can speak of.
主耶稣说，你都可以拿去用。
The Lord Jesus says, you can use this.
你可以去享受。
You can enjoy this.
主耶稣说，我没有一样我是保留下来不给你的。
The Lord says, there's nothing that I've reserved that I did not give to you.
主说，丈夫做丈夫是这样做的。
And so the Lord says, as a husband, this is what you ought to do.
所以主说，我做你的丈夫，我的命你就拿去吧。
And so the Lord says, I will be your husband. My life, you can take it.
我的命给你。
My life, I give to you.
这个是最大的爱。
This is one of the greatest love.
这是最好做丈夫的榜样。
It is the most good example of being a husband.
他这样爱我们。
This is how he loves us.
我不知道你有没有想过。
I don't know if you've thought about this.
我们找主耶稣从来不需要看时间。
That when we look at the Lord, we don't look at time.
我们找主不要说，哎呀，现在几点钟啊？
When we look for the Lord, we don't say, oh, what time is it?
他会不会在忙啊?
Will he be busy?
会不会他在睡觉啊?
Will he be sleeping?
不会的。
No.
我打电话给人啊,不容易哦。
When I call people, it's not easy.
过了十一点,我就不太打电话了。
When it's past 11 o'clock, I don't call them.
啊,搞不好他在睡觉了。
And so, you know, they're sleeping.
我不要找他了。
So I don't want to call them.
有的时候我打电话给你们年轻人，你们接过我的电话，你知道我都问你们一句话。
And so sometimes I call young people and I always ask you a question.
你现在可以讲话吗？
Can you talk right now?
不是都可以讲话哦。
Not all the time they can talk.
他说，哎，现在不行，我在忙，你过一个钟头再打来，我就乖乖的挂上了。
And so sometimes they say, oh, I'm busy, can you call them back in an hour? And so I just put the phone down.
哎，他会忙的。
Sometimes they're busy.
所以他忙的时候，他就不能听我的电话了。
So when they're busy, they cannot listen to my phone call.
你知道我们跟神之间的通话会不会有这个问题啊？
And so the communication between you and God, would there be such a problem?
不会的。
No.
你什么时候找他？
Whatever time you need to find him.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹，你们如果真的忙，你能够比神更忙吗？
So if you who sit here say that you're busy, are you busier than God?
你有多少的事情处理，我们的神有多少事情处理。
The things that you need to handle, how much more does God have to handle?
不感谢神，因为他是神，他一切都是可以的。
But we thank the Lord that he is God and so he can do all things.
他可以做，但是他愿意来听我们的呼求。
He is capable to do all things, yet he is willing to hear our cries.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
这是那位爱我们的丈夫。
This is a husband who loves us.
对妻子要求很简单。
And the request for the wife is very simple.
你叫我顺服。
You need to submit.
哦，今天不讲夫妻的关系。
So today we're not going to talk about husband and wife.
但我们如果真看见丈夫跟妻子的关系，
But when we look at husband and wife and their relationship,
我们要知道我们在主面前要来顺服他。
That we need to submit to our Lord.
从另一个角度来看，
From a different perspective,
我们需要长大。
We need to grow up.
我们的主不能够看见我们是个小baby，就来成为他的配偶，对吗？
And so the Lord cannot have a small baby as his spouse.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
我们要长大。
We need to grow up.
我们要顺服我们的主。
We need to submit to our Lord.
丈夫跟妻子的关系。
The relationship between husband and wife.
第三个。
The third thing.
主人跟仆人的关系。
It is master and servant.
哦，弟兄们，我们现在读完书了，我们要工作。
And so we have graduated and we've been looking for a job.
我们一生里头有很多时候放在工作的上面。
In our life, so much of our time is spent on our work.
但我要告诉你。
But I need to tell you.
主把主人跟仆人的关系告诉我们。
That the Lord tells us of the relationship between a master and a servant.
告诉我们一个非常重要的原则。
And to tell us a very important principle.
那原则是什么？
And what is that principle?
你做工是为谁做的？
It is who you work for.
如果你读圣经， 你看到主的话提醒我们是好像是为主做的。
And so as you read the word, you'll recognize that we work for the Lord.
哦，弟兄们，
Oh, brothers and sisters,
你知道当主把这个主人跟仆人的关系给我们是何等的宝贵呢？
Do you know how precious it is that the Lord would give us the words about relationship between the master and the servant?
因为如果主不这样告诉我们，
Because if the Lord does not tell us,
我们所做的一切有一天都浪费了。
That all the things that we have done become wasted.
你忙了一生人几十年， 你忙了一大阵子。
And in your entire life, you're so busy for most of it.
然后你来到神的面前。
And so when you come before the Lord,
主就问你说，
And so the Lord asks you,
哎呀，郭定强， 你做了那么多事情， 你为谁做啊？
Timothy Kwok, all the things that you do, who have you done this for?
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Oh, brothers and sisters,
你不是为银行做事。
You are not working for the bank.
而如果你在这个 HSBC, 你不是为HSBC做事。
If you work at HSBC, you are not working for them.
你为一个会计公司做事, 你不是为这个会计公司做事。
And if you work at a corporation,
accounting firm,
you're not just working for them.
你要知道你来到主的面前, 主不是说, 哎呀过去, 啊, 你在这个 HSBC, 你做了经理, 哎呀不错。
And so the Lord will not say to you, oh, you've become a manager at HSBC, that's great.
哦，你在KPMG做了什么？ 哎呀真不错。
Or if you work at KPMG, say, oh, you're so great.
哎呀你在这个VGH, 你当了什么大医生, 哎不错。
Or that you're such a great doctor at VGH, oh, you're great.
哎呦我告诉弟兄姊妹，
I tell you, brothers and sisters,
不,
no.
然后今天我们来到主的面前， 主不是问你在哪个机构做个事情啊。
And so when we come before the Lord, He will not look at which corporation we've been working for.
哦，今天我们人都说， 哎呀我在这里做事情不错， 在哪里做事情不错。
And so sometimes when we talk to people, they say, oh, I'm so good at this and that.
不，
No.
弟兄姊妹不是的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not true.
主要问说，
God wants to ask,
你为谁来做事？
Who do you work for?
主不是问你做了多少的事情。
The Lord is not asking how much you've done.
主问你， 你为谁做事情？
The Lord is asking, who are you working for?
你要知道， 如果你不是为主做的话，
If you need to recognize that if you do not work for the Lord,
中间没有一个中间的地带，
and there is no middle ground.
你不是以这个主作为你的主人， 你就以仇敌作为你的主人。
If the Lord is not your master, then the enemy is your master.
我们每个人都是打工的。
All of us are workers.
用英文一个比较好的字， 我们都是employee。
For a better word to describe this, we're all employees.
我们都是， 你不要以为你是老板， 你其实都是打工。
Don't think that just because you are the boss that, you know, you're not working, you're still an employee.
我们都要有服侍的对象。
We have the object of our service.
到底你服侍谁呢？
Who do you serve?
我要问这个问题。
I need to ask this question.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你把你的时间卖给他们。
And so, brothers, you sell your time to this.
你把你的精神卖给他们。
And you sell your energy.
你把你最好的这个思想来卖给他们。
And you sell the best of your intellect.
他然后，当你把你所有的东西给他的时候，他把一些钱来给你。
And so, when you give the best of who you are to this boss, he will give you some money in exchange.
为了三千块。
For $3,000?
五千块。
$5,000?
你就拼上去了。
Then you will work to your full extent.
我不是说你们不忠心，我们在主面前要忠心。
I'm not telling you to be faithless. We need to be faithful before God.
他们交给你的，你要做。
Whatever they give you, you ought to do.
但主的话提醒我们。
But God's word tells us.
你为谁做的？
Who are you working for?
在座已经在工作的年轻弟兄姊妹
For those who are already working,
主告诉我们
The Lord tells us,
我们每个人都是服侍他
Each of us is serving him.
我们没有别的主
We do not have another Lord.
我们只能够服侍他
We can only serve him.
哦，弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们将来服侍主的时候
When we serve the Lord in this manner,
主可能 把我们放在不同的环境
And the Lord has placed us in different environments.
但如果我们真知道我们不是服侍我们自己所谓的前途
And we need to recognize that we are not serving our own future.
我们不是服侍自己认为美好的东西
And it's not that we serve what we think to be good.
我们是为了他
We serve him.
那是不同。
That is different.
我在座还在读书的弟兄姊妹。
For those who are still in their studies.
你为主读书。
Are you studying for the Lord?
我们用功读书不单为了你的爸爸。
That when you study, it's not just for your father.
也不是为了将来你找到一份好的工作。
It is not that you, for the sake of having a good job.
你要有一个更好的思想。
You need to have a better thinking.
你为了主来读书。
That you study for the Lord.
或许你不是全班成绩最好的一个。
Perhaps your grades are not the best in your class.
但你能够在主面前对主说。
But if you can say this to the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
我为你读书。
I study for you.
我已经尽了我的能力了。
I have tried my best.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有
？Have you done this?
我刚才已经说了。
I've just said.
我们在地上。主人跟仆人的关系。
And I've told you about the relationship between the master and the servant.
告诉我们。
Telling us.
我们怎么来服侍我们的主。
How we ought to serve our Lord.
一个仆人当然有很多的责任。
And of course, the servant has many responsibilities.
但仆人最大的要求是什么？
But what is the greatest requirement of the servant?
就是能够听话。
It is that he is obedient.
对吗
Correct.
如果你试试看，你老板叫你做什么，你都不听的话，很快你老板就叫你走路了。
And so if you disobey your boss at every turn, then he'll tell you to leave.
他叫你做这个事情，你要做另外一个；他叫你早点回来，你要很晚上班，你老板一定叫你走路了。
And so the boss tells you to do something, you do something else, or if he tells you to return earlier and you return later, then he'll tell you to take a hike.
但我们对我们的主真的是从来就没有这样的尊重。
And so we, before the Lord, we don't have this respect.
主叫我们做的我们不做。
The things that the Lord tells us to do, we do not do.
主叫我们早点来聚会我们常常迟到。
And the Lord tells us to come earlier to the meetings and we are often late.
哎呀弟兄姊妹我们上班不敢迟到。
And so, brothers, when we go to work, we're afraid of being late.
但星期天我们迟到总是很自然。
But it's very natural for us to be late on Sunday morning.
如果我们主是最严格的老板的话
If our Lord is the most strict boss,
他也可以把我们炒鱿鱼的话
And if he could lay us off,
原谅我说在座很多弟兄姊妹恐怕你要被炒鱿鱼哦
Forgive me for saying, but brothers and sisters, many of you would be laid off.
你试试看
You try it.
如果你上班常常迟到每一次警告都还是迟到的话
If every time you go to work and you're late and you're warned about it,
你老板就跟你说，你以后不要再来上班了，我不要再看到你了。
Then your boss will say, "Don't come to work anymore. I don't want to see you."
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他知道你只要服侍他，你的人生才有意义。
The Lord tells us that unless we serve Him, our life would not have meaning.
我要弟兄姊妹听清楚这句话。
So brothers and sisters, listen carefully to this.
你只有坐在主的身上。
You just need to do this for the Lord.
你存在的意义才能够显明出来的。
Then the purpose of your life can be fully shown to you.
最后一个。
The last one.
朋友的关系。
Relationship with friends.
我感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主称我们为朋友。
The Lord calls us His friend.
这是何等亲密的关系。
This is such an intimate relationship.
主自己说的。
The Lord says it Himself.
人为朋友舍命。
Man would die for his friend.
没有爱比这爱更大了。
There's no greater love than this.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
称我们为朋友。
And He calls us His friend.
那么尊贵的一位主。
This glorious God.
居然愿意叫我们为朋友。
That He is willing to call us His friend.
如果今天温哥华的市长说你是他的朋友。
If the mayor of the city calls us his friend,
还是加拿大的总理说，哦，这是我的朋友。
Or the prime minister of Canada calls us his friend.
不是你自己说哈。
Not that you say this.
他说。
But he says this.
有分别的。
There's a difference.
很大的分别。
There's a great difference.
我说这个现在总理是谁
？Right now, who's the prime minister?Stephen Harper.
如果我说 Stephen Harper 是我的朋友，这没有意思啊。
If I say that Stephen Harper is my friend, this is meaningless.
但如果换过来 ，Stephen Harper 说 Timothy 是我的朋友，哇，这就不同了。
But if Stephen Harper says Timothy is my friend, this is different.
你要看到这分别吗
？Can you see the difference?
主称我们为朋友啊。
That the Lord calls us His
friend. 他要告诉整个宇宙说，这是我的朋友。
He wants to tell the whole universe that this is my friend.
然后说，我心里的事情怎么能够向他隐瞒呢
？And so that everything in my heart can be communicated with Him.
原来我们的主要把他心里的事情来告诉我们。
And so our Lord actually wants to communicate the things of His heart to us.
你要把你心里头最宝贵的东西最秘密的东西不一定告诉你的父母但会告诉你的朋友
So some of the most intimate details of your life you might not tell your parents but you'll tell your friends
你有没有告诉我们的主
Have you ever told our Lord
如果有的东西你告诉你的朋友你有没有看到你最好的朋友
If there are some things that you tell your friends have you seen your best friend
感谢主
We thank the Lord
主没有隐瞒
that the Lord has nothing hidden from us.
他心里头所有的宝贵
that all the preciousness inside of him.
他对整个宇宙所有做的事情
and all the things he does in this universe.
他要来告诉我
he wants to tell us.
因为他看我们是朋友
because he sees us and calls us his friends.
何等宝贵的关系
how precious is this relationship.
我没有说的没有关系的说的很清楚
I haven't, in a detailed manner, spoken about each relationship.
当然我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But my dear brothers and sisters.
当我们看见地上这四种的关系的时候
So when we see these four earthly relationships.
父亲跟儿子
Father and son.
夫妻
Husband and wife.
主人跟仆人
Lord and servant.
朋友
And friends.
这同样是主给我们的关系。
All of these are the relationships the Lord has given us.
所有关系的维持，你要把时间放进去的。
To maintain a relationship, you must place time with it.
新的一年来了。
A new year has come.
我真希望，亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹。
I just hope, young brothers and sisters.
在你人生刚开始发亮的时候。
That just as your life has begun.
你能够把这个关系能够搞得好。
That you can have a good relationship.
主是在爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他不是把我们救回来就丢在哪里。
He did not just save us and throw us aside.
他救我们，把美好的关系给了我们。
He saved us and has given us this beautiful relationship. Let's pray.
主人的话何等的有限,
Lord, how limited are man's words?
求你的爱充满在每个人的心中,
May your love fill every heart.
你吸引我们,
May you draw us to you.
我们快跑来跟随,
that we would run quickly to follow you.
祷告, 靠耶稣基督的名,
we pray in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.